it's only natural that you don't think much of baptism. I mean, what is washing with water? You do it to all sorts of stuff every day. You do it to your dishes, to your hair, to your teeth. Then along comes a guy named Jesus and says, here, let me wash you with water and just add one little ingredient. Add my name. It still looks like water, still feels like water. There's nothing so special there except for God's name. See, God's name is all that he is. It is his everlasting power. It is his holiness. Where he puts his name, there he is also. So while it's only natural to think very little of washing with water, once you add the word, it is a supernatural fact that you are free to think more, to see in this water not only H2O, but a water bath of regeneration, a renewal that is the gift of the Holy Spirit, a baptism which now saves you, putting to death the flesh and making you alive by means of the Holy Spirit of the ever-living God, a promise of a clean conscience through the work of Jesus Christ. You're listening to Oratio.